Bill Gates backtracks on climate alarmism, but still embraces plenty of extreme positions. By Lucas Nolan on October 28, 2025. In a recent memo, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates has pushed back against what he calls a doomsday outlook on climate change, signaling a shift in his views on the risks posed by a warming planet. Despite the move, he remains an extremist on a variety of issues, including his belief that we need a new god for humans to worship in the age of AI. Bill Gates, the Microsoft co-founder who reinvented himself as a creepy advocate for climate alarmism and other leftist causes, has appeared to shift his stance on the issue. In a lengthy memo released Tuesday, Gates sought to tamp down the alarmism he said many people used to describe the effects of rising temperatures, calling instead for redirecting efforts toward improving lives in the developing world. Although climate change will have serious consequences, particularly for people in the poorest countries, it will not lead to humanity's demise, Gates wrote. People will be able to live and thrive in most places on Earth for the foreseeable future. This memo comes just 4 years after Gates published a book titled How to Avoid a Climate Disaster, and seems to amount to a major reframing of how the billionaire philanthropist, who is worth an estimated $122 billion, is thinking about the challenges posed by a rapidly warming world. The memo arrives a week before world leaders gather in Belém, Brazil, for the United Nations annual climate summit, known this year as COP30. Gates, who has attended the event in previous years, will not be participating this time. Breitbart News previously reported that Gates forecasted his latest comments when he stopped providing funds to a foundation pushes woke causes. And in May, Gates announced plans to wind down the Gates Foundation, which has spent billions on climate-related issues, including a $1.4 billion commitment to help farmers in poor countries adapt to a hotter planet. Despite Gates' seeming change of heart on pushing climate alarmism, he remains dedicated to a variety of extreme leftist positions. Here are some of Breitbart Tech's favorite Gates stories from recent years. Gates believes we need a new digital god. Breitbart News reported last year that Gates believes we need a new god for the age of AI. In his remarks, Gates acknowledged the tremendous potential of AI to solve some of the world's most pressing problems, such as disease, hunger, and climate change. However, he also cautioned that the allure of these technologies could be so great that people may become addicted to them, spending more time in virtual worlds than in the real one. To counteract this risk, Gates suggested that a new spiritual framework may be necessary to keep humanity grounded and connected to one another. You know, you can almost call it a new religion or a new philosophy of, okay, how do we stay connected with each other? Not addicted to these things that'll make video games look like nothing in terms of the attractiveness of spending time on them, he said. Gates thinks it's fine to fly in a private jet because he is saving the world. Breitbart News reported in 2023 that Gates brushed aside criticism of his own carbon footprint because he is so important to the climate debate. Gates went on to argue that his own investment in clean energy and other environmental and public health programs warrants his travel for those purposes. I spend billions of dollars on climate innovation. So, you know, should I stay at home and not come to Kenya and learn about farming and malaria? Gates pleaded rhetorically, an assertion for special treatment he has previously made when challenged on his traveling habits. Gates funds research to turn mosquitoes into flying syringes. Breitbart News reported in 2024 on one of Gates' more sinister research projects. In a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, scientists have demonstrated the effectiveness of using mosquitoes as flying syringes to vaccinate humans against malaria. The research, conducted at the Leiden University Medical Center, LUMC, in the Netherlands with funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, represents a new and potentially worrying advancement in vaccine technology. The study involved genetically modifying malaria parasites to stop developing after a certain period of time in the human body. The modified parasites, named GA1 and GA2, were designed to prime the immune system without causing a full-blown malaria infection. Researchers then infected mosquitoes with these engineered parasites and allowed them to bite human test subjects in a controlled setting. Gates supported Kamala Harris to the tune of $50 million. Breitbart News previously reported that Bill Gates threw his support behind Kamala Harris before her utter election defeat. Three sources confirmed to the New York Times that Bill Gates donated to Future Forward, though he reportedly wanted the donation to remain private, considering he often does not endorse presidential candidates. Social media in support of Harris' campaign celebrated news of his donation. Bill Gates just contributed more than $50 million to organizations supporting Kamala Harris. "This is huge," announced the account Kamala's Wins. Breitbart News will continue to report on Bill Gates and his extreme positions. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.